It is the Kevin Sheehan Show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Linnell Willingham sitting in for a guy, Kevin Sheehan. Take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Chris Russell will pick you up from there. A lot to get to as we're talking all things Washington Commanders right now. Aaron Schatz of ESPN listed his most underrated players at every position in the National Football League. At the tight end spot, he lists Zach Ertz. Ertz, the only Commander to make Aaron Schatz's most underrated list. Zach Ertz coming off of a big 2024 campaign where he was, you know, the bona fide red zone target for the Washington Commanders. 66 catches, 654 yards, and 7 touchdowns. He was the go-to guy for Jayden Daniels in the red zone a season ago. The metric that Schatz gave out that kind of surprised me, I would say, with Zach Ertz throughout his career, most known as a pass catching tight end, his 85.7% run block win rate was one of the best amongst starting tight ends last year. So who says you can't get better with age, right? He aged like fine wine, adding another tool to his toolbox as a player. He was a big time blocker for the Burgundy and Gold last year as well. Anytime I bring up Zach Ertz, I think about Austin Eckler, and I think about Bobby Wagner. Three veterans that Washington brought in. All three guys had pretty good success last year as well. What I want to chew on right now at 301-230-0980, I want to expand it to Austin Eckler as well, because he's also a part of the old guard for the Washington Commanders. Which of these veteran Commanders are most likely to replicate last year's success? We gave you the numbers for Zach Ertz. Bobby Wagner, an all-pro last year for the Washington Commanders. PFF had him listed as one of the top three linebackers in all the National Football League. Another 100-plus tackle season. Played, it was 98% of the defensive snaps for Washington. Wore the green dot. Just an absolute godsend for this defense. Can he put up those numbers again next year? That is my question with Bobby Wagner. Now, clearly, I think in that Tampa playoff game, he played out of his damn mind. Was brilliant in that one. But there were moments during the season where Bobby Wagner did not play particularly well. And I continue to say that, look, whenever we have conversations about Bobby Wagner or anybody on this Commanders team, I am going to be open, honest, and transparent about everything, because I don't have any cut cards, right? I love this team, but I also have to be responsible with my analysis. Bobby Wagner, that's 98% of your snaps last year. I said it at the start of the offseason. I don't want him playing that volume of snaps next year. I just don't. Not anything that Bobby did wrong. I just think at some point, right, Father Time will catch up to you. It started to catch up to him a little bit last year.
I do think that probably 98% definitely wasn't the plan going into the season.
Right.
Because you had Jordan McGee. Right. And they very high on Jordan McGee. I think still think they're very high on Jordan McGee. It's just he got injured at the beginning of the season and was dealing with it pretty much throughout. And so, yeah, getting you're going to get 98% of the snaps for Bobby when that happens.
Yeah.
But hopefully coming into this season, he's a little bit more healthy. Can step into the role a little bit better. He's got more knowledge of the system with a full year under his belt. So hopefully Jordan McGee can kind of take the pressure off of him.
I hope that that is the case. Jordan McGee, if you watch the Falcons final game of the regular season and then that Tampa Bay Bucks playoff game, actually started each of those two games when they came out in their base defense. 301-230-0980 is the number. Taking your calls on who is more likely to replicate last year's success, Bobby Wagner or Zach Ertz. I wanted to throw Austin Eckler into this conversation as well, another older member of the Commanders that came in and was able to have instant success for this football team. Real quick on Austin Eckler, I know the injuries limited him last year a little bit, but I thought he was pretty damn good when he was in there and healthy. Only played 12 games for Washington, ran for a tick under 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. The receiving element of Austin Eckler's game is what really got me. 35 catches, damn near 400 yards. Here's the other thing. He averaged 10.5 yards a catch last year. That was his most since 2019. So Austin Ekeler was a big play threat for this offense last year. I'm excited to have him back in the fold. Think about this, man. Like, I'm just ready for it. It feels like this group is ready to go. Let's go to Rob and Frederick wants to chime in. Rob, which veteran of the Commanders do you think is most likely to replicate last season's success?
I think Eckler's got a good shot on the catching department. The reason I was saying, you were talking about Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
I think they were really anticipating a young rookie coming in there and taking some breathers, but he got hurt. So I think he's going to be the key this year for that linebacking group and just spell Bobby Wagner, especially late down in the season.
For sure. I think, as Max kind of alluded to, that is the plan. I think Jordan McGee is the guy that's been brought up. Another guy not to sleep on, Kane Medrano, who they drafted from UCLA, a guy that I definitely think has the chops to potentially replace him as well. Yep, appreciate you as always, man. So I'll say this as well about Bobby Wagner. Max, I think I asked you this question on overtime several different times. If Bobby was not wearing the green dot last year, which is another big reason why he played 98% of the snaps, he was the best at setting up this defense and calling it. And by the way, how many busted coverages did you see last year with Washington? Not a lot.
Not many that I can remember,
man. They were consistently in position. We don't know who would have been the green dot guy if it wasn't for Bobby Wagner. I would happen to think last year it would have been Jeremy Chinn.
Yeah.
This year, I'm not sure. Well, maybe it's Quan Martin.
Yeah, Quan, so, Frank maybe, but Frank's a little bit closer to the line.
Yeah,
so
you want somebody that's... Yeah.
Yeah, you want somebody who can see the entirety of the defense. Quan would probably, if Revo's out there, depending on how your safety depth looks, I mean, we'll see kind of what we got closer to camp, closer to the season, but yeah, it's Green Dot's a mystery
right now. It is, and I keep looking at a couple other cats from last year. Dominic Hampton, the safety that they drafted out of Washington, apparently has put on a sizable amount of weight this offseason, so looking to make that switch to dime linebacker, maybe full-time, and not be as much of an impact player at the safety position. Our guy Marcus Edelin in the YouTube chat says he thinks Bobby Wagner most likely to replicate last year's success. It's a very interesting debate to me because I can see it from both guys' perspective. Bobby, I think, has to replicate it by necessity. For Ertz, if someone else is able to emerge offensively, I think the tight end always going to be a part of this offense, first and foremost. But I think there is more competition, I would guess, for targets and things of that nature for Ertz compared to Bobby, who is the Mike linebacker, who is the green dot guy. But what say you, though? 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Which veteran commander most likely to replicate last year's success, Bobby Wagner or Zach Ertz, who was listed as the most underrated tight end in the NFL by Aaron Schatz of ESPN? I got Rod is in Landover, wants to chime in. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm good.
All right. So, look, I say both of them, man, to be honest with you, because I think on both sides of the ball, we done got better. I think we got bigger, stronger, faster on that D-line. I think we got, stronger and faster with the rookie that we got, the wide receiver rookie, and then adding Debo, got stronger, we got tougher. We got guys that got chips on their shoulders.
Yeah.
I think both of them guys, man, got the potential of continuing, what they started last year. Ertz, man, I mean, I think it's going to open the field up a little bit more for him because, with Debo and all them guys, and then I think on the opposite side of the field with the guys that we got on the defensive line, I think it's going to make Bobby Wagner's job a little bit easier. So I think both of them. I think both of them, man, they veterans. They guys that bring it every time they get on the field. But both of them, you can count on them. I say both.
Yeah. Okay.
I think both of them, man.
Okay. I think that's interesting. Which one to you do you think is closest to hanging it up?
I'll almost say both of them too. I would say maybe Wagner.
Yeah.
Simply because the position he played.
Right.
Because every down you hitting somebody, So, and I guess you could kind of say the same thing with the tight end, too, but I would say probably Wagner. But looking at Zach Ertz last year, man, and listening to the way he talked, I mean, it seemed like he can go on for a little while.
I know,
I mean, he got Jaden Daniels throwing him the ball, man. He got Cliff Kingsbury calling him plays. I mean, he looked like he can go for a little while.
I happen to agree with you, man. I was super impressed by the way he performed. Appreciate you tapping in as always, Rod. Enjoy your weekend, brother, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Aaron Schatz of ESPN has Zach Ertz listed as the most underrated tight end in all of the National Football League. It got me thinking, which veteran on the Commanders is most likely to replicate last year's success? He had a big year from Zach Ertz, and it was kind of unexpected to me. Keep reading you the numbers here. 66 catches for 654 yards, 7 touchdowns. Really was that red zone guy for Jaden Daniels. And, you know, the rapport that those two were able to build. I continue to say it. Love Jaden. Had a great rookie year. It doesn't happen without Zach Ertz playing the way that he played. He won the Falcons game for us, making that big-time contested catch. Ertz was a godsend for this group last year. I can say the same thing about Bobby Wagner, though. And I had my reservations about Bobby when he was signed. And I'm lying. I didn't. When Bobby was signed, I was geeked. I was on updates, actually, that day on The Fan. I actually broke the news right when it happened. I couldn't believe it. We got Bobby Wagner here in D.C., first ballot Hall of Famer. He's using his off-the-field stuff to his advantage as well. He's enrolled at Howard University. He's just doing everything at a high level. He struggled a little bit at the beginning of the season. Then I think he really got into his groove after about week 4. But then, obviously, there were times where the speed that he lacks kind of showed up. Example one, that NFC Championship game. The other thing about Wagner that I feel like doesn't get talked about maybe enough is the role that he played in this run defense struggling last year. And I know no one wants to talk about it because we love Bobby and we don't want to say that, you know, Bobby can do anything wrong. But Bobby, at times, struggled moving laterally. Picked the wrong hole when playing the run. Him and Frankie Louvu. So the big question is, who is more likely to replicate last year's success of those veteran Commanders, Zach Ertz or Bobby Wagner? Mark is in Laurel, wants to chime in. What's going on, Mark?
Yeah, I just wanted to say both these guys are finished. I mean, you're talking about Bobby Wagner. I mean, they had one of the worst defense in history last year.
In history?
You're going to bring back the oldest guy in football?
Come on. In history? Mark, come on.
Yeah, well, it was just awful. I mean, it was just awful. I mean, they played one of the worst offensive. The schedule was a cupcake last year.
Right, I give you that.
But again, you bring back the oldest guy in the NFL. I mean, the dude didn't do anything last year on a terrible defense. So what more impact can he have, really? And then Ertz, at this point, really, he can't offer no explosive plays. He can't get off the ball. I mean, he was just a security blanket last year. But again, both these guys, the question you should have, with both of these guys finish the season because of health, but both of these guys are finished. You're relying on both of these guys, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. What they should have done is open the pocketbook up. They got plenty of money and just upgraded the positions. All right, that's all I'm going to say about you. Have a good one, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you. Mark and Laurel bringing it strong. I totally disagree from Marcus's standpoint. I think Justin Tech types in the chat, question mark, I hate us? It seems like the last caller did, right? But no, if you're going to make an argument that those two, he says, hashtag dumbest fan base. Look, I didn't say it. But no, I think the last caller has a point. I do think there is a risk involved with running it back with those two coming up next season. Father Time is undefeated for the most part. I think the preventative maintenance that I continue to talk about was a big reason why they were able to stay healthy most of the year, talking about Bobby and Zach Ertz. The Bobby Wagner disrespect got to chill, though. Are you kidding? Bobby, we were one of the worst defenses in the NFL last year. I think that's a very, very difficult thing to say, very difficult thing to sell. He had his shortcomings because he's older, and there's going to be some sort of drop-off to his play. But big picture, like, he was huge for this defense, as was Zach Ertz. And the more and more I think about it, remember how much camaraderie was a part of this team last year. Remember how important that was to the success of last year. Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz were brought in. We knew that there would be veteran leadership naturally that they have. But I think the production that you got from them to me, they both outplayed, you know, what I thought they were capable of, which is why I raised the question, is it replicable heading into next year? 301-230-0980. I'll officially answer the question and take your calls next on the Team 980.
All right, big night for the Nats as they extend their win streak to 5 games. Ahmed Rosario walked it off over the Braves. Nats win 8-7. Robert Hassel becomes the first Nat to notch 2 hits and 1 stolen base in their debut. And the Panthers, they wax the Hurricanes 5-0 in the Eastern Conference Final in the NHL. In the NBA, the Western Conference Final, the Thunder, they beat the Timberwolves 118-103. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, the 2025 MVP with 38-3-8. Caitlin Clark's 140-game streak of scoring at least 1 3-point bucket has come to an end. The Fever still able to pull out the win, 81-76. The Colorado Rockies are off to the worst start, the worst 50-game start in MLB history after they are swept by the Philadelphia Phillies. They sit at 8-42. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.